is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
And welcome back to it, the North Country Coming Alive Now. Yeah, North Country Coming Alive Now is, I come to you live this Wednesday from Petoskey in the studios of WMKT, here in Petoskey, WMKT, where we're sitting at this hour. Some rain coming our way for the day here, middle part of the day. Possibly some heavy rains and gusty winds, but other than that, it's been pretty beautiful in the North Country so far. By this evening and tomorrow, well, near perfect conditions. Near perfect conditions ahead for us, so we're pretty fired up about that, but let me tell you something. It's been a great tour so far. Here in a few days, we'll be coming to you live from the studios of WATT in Cadillac. And after we get through this 3 or 4 hours of rain here, well, on through the weekend, it's going to be gorgeous in the North Country. Highs from 78 to 82, and, well, no rain in the forecast. All part of the Steve Gruber Show summer vacation. I'd love you to go to Facebook, the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. Post up your pictures of your favorite places around Michigan. You know, wherever it is, from the Ohio border to the shores of Lake Superior, wherever it is, post up those pictures and we'll take a look at them and talk about them right here on the program because it's fascinating to me just to see what you guys like and take a look at it. At any rate, thanks for stopping in. By the way, Fox News lowering the threshold for the first big debate, which guarantees people like Lindsey Graham and Carly Fiorina will be at least seen at some point. Fox News opening its 5 p.m. debate to all of the announced Republican candidates who fail to make the cut for the August 6th primetime event, removing a requirement that participants reach at least 1% in polling. Now, that doesn't put them on the stage with the top 10, but it does mean that Carly Fiorina, New York Governor George Pataki and Senator Lindsey Graham will at least get to pontificate and bloviate a little bit on stage. The announcement by Michael Clemente, the Fox News Executive Vice President, means that all 16 announced candidates will qualify for Cleveland either at the 5 p.m. undercard, as they're saying, or the 9 p.m. main event. This is from Politico, by the way. The 9 o'clock debate will include the 10 candidates with the highest average in national polls as determined by Fox. Now, right now, that would include Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, Ben Carson, Chris Christie, and Rick Perry. The guy sitting in number 11 position is John Kasich. I do think that he's going to get a bump up and out of here, though, because he's polling very well in New Hampshire and elsewhere. I think Kasich will be just fine. I could be wrong, but, you know, Kasich is sitting right there. And I think he'll do just fine. This, of course, changes everything. You know, the campaign that I wonder about, though, that started so strongly with so much promise and has since just, you know, crumbled, it seems, is that of Rand Paul. What happened to Rand Paul? I Stand with Rand and all that. He's been on the show here several times. He's got that libertarian streak. Of course, his father ran for president several times. And I thought Rand Paul had an inside track to this thing. But, you know, his numbers continue to falter. Once seen as a top-tier contender, his hopes are fading fast, to say the least. Interviews with more than, here's another little something from Politico. Interviews with more than a dozen sources close to the Kentucky senator, all of whom spoke on the condition of anonymity, painted a picture of an underfunded and understaffed campaign beaten down by low morale. They described an operation that is pitted by a Cerebral Chief strategist against an intense campaign manager who once got into a physical altercation with the candidate's bodyguard. They also portrayed an undisciplined politician who wasn't willing to do what it took to win, a man who obsessed over trivial matters like flight times, peppered aides with demands for more time off from campaigning, and once chose to go on a spring break jaunt to then woo a powerful donor. I mean, what's up, Rand? They sketched a portrait of a candidate who, as he fell further behind in polls, no longer seemed able to break through. Paul lionized as, quote, the most interesting man in politics in a Time magazine cover story last year, was supposed to reinvent the Republican Party with his message of free market libertarian thinking, his vision of a restrained foreign policy, and his outreach to minorities. But instead, he has been overshadowed by louder voices, much louder in some cases, like, well, Donald Trump, and better-funded people like Jeb Bush. His theory of the 2016 primary, that Republican voters would reward a candidate who promised fresh ideas and an unconventional approach, has not been borne out in reality, at least not for him. At Paul's campaign headquarters on Capitol Hill, morale has been sinking for a while. At least one key aide recently departed, and others have had conversations with rival campaigns. It's such a negative environment, they say. Everyone's on edge and no one having any fun. They need to recapture some of their positive mojo, and they need to do that fast. Easily the biggest problem confronting Paul is his fundraising, or more clearly, his lack thereof. He has no money. And with, you know, and here's the problem. You've got 16 candidates in the race, right? 16 candidates. So therefore, money's thin, unless you're already set up. Now, some of the candidates are in good shape. As you know, Jeb Bush is in good shape. Scott Walker has done okay. Donald Trump doesn't need their money. In some places, some key places, people are getting money. This is where I think that John Kasich will do okay, because he's positioned tremendously in New Hampshire, where John Sununu is his wingman, the most powerful man in New Hampshire politics is his wingman, so there it is. And I still believe that he is going to come from back in the pack and work his way to the top. It's what I truly believe, and I believe you're going to see it happen. And we'll keep an eye on this. But again, right now, the thing to know is that all of the candidates will be in Cleveland. Some will be there at 5 p.m., half a dozen, 10 more at 9 p.m., but all will be included. And you just wonder, can Rand Paul have a breakout moment in the debate? Will he get back some of that fire? I think that's what most, and make no mistake, here's what people are hanging on to. In campaigns like Rand Paul's, if something big happens during the debate, well, then he can possibly come back and, you know, jump back in the polls. But if it doesn't, watch for candidates to begin falling apart right after the first debate. And listen, let's be honest. Ted Cruz has no chance of ever winning. Mike Huckabee, no chance. Chris Christie, zero. Rick Perry, zero. Ben Carson, no. You know, Bush, Walker, Rubio, maybe. Donald Trump, maybe. Kasich, maybe. That's it. Santorum, Jindal, gone. Pataki, gone. Graham, please. It's Wednesday on the Steve Gruber Show, breaking it down for you.